We always hear many issues that are going on in this world, right? But some receive more concern than others. Why is this? I'm your host, Amber Dhanapal, and you're listening to Voices of Protest on Spotify. Our guest, Rita, will be joining us today. Hello, Rita.
Hello, Amber.
What will we be looking at today? We'll be looking at two poems, Cypher Sassoon's Suicide in the Trenches and Lost Voices by Darius Simpson and Scott Bosley. Wonderful. I know Suicide in the Trenches is a recount of the brutal experiences, the trauma, and the injustice of war that a soldier at war faces. And Lost Voices is also a recount, but depicts the ignorance of individuals towards real-world issues, such as racism, sexism, and prejudice. Rita, it seems like you know more about these two poems than I do. And yes, both poems powerfully convey these issues through the provoking of catharsis within the audience, would you say? I agree. Even in the anecdotal first line in Suicide in the Trenches, I knew a simple soldier boy. The anecdote is quite personal, and through mentioning that this soldier does not exist anymore, Sassoon establishes an emotional connection between the soldier and the audience. Rita, I have noticed that this is also done through imagery in Lost Voices. At recess, all the white kids chase me into the woods, chanting slave. This enforces that racists are shaped by influence and allows the audience to see the perspective of a victim of racism, right? Yes, I guess even the use of high modality in Suicide in the Trenches, No One Spoke of Him Again, also has a similar effect. Yes, the poet enhances the sympathy within this line, and not only does he express that the loss was so significant to the soldiers that they were unable to speak of him, but also demonstrates that life at war was so horrifically unpredictable. Amazing! I feel like the literary devices in both the poems is quite emotion-evoking, isn't it? Yes, both poems use different devices to evoke an emotive response from the audience. For example, Sassoon, he uses the alliteration "slept soundly" to portray how tranquil and fulfilled life was before the war, in order to contrast it later in the poem with the traumatic life at war. And similarly, this is done in Lost Voices, when Bosley uses puns to convey the importance of connectivity. This is effective in the line, "I needed to be closer to my roots," depicting tree roots instead of family roots, creating an image in the reader's mind to show how strong the bond is between race and individuals. Brilliant! I am not the only one cursed with knowledge here. And yes, these poems, as you can see, were written to convey issues in an engaging form of text, which does provoke catharsis from the reader through a deep insight of the experiences, and at the end just challenges their perception on these issues. Yes, Rita, like, the emotion-triggering imagery contained in the poems really allows the reader to see different sides of issues through this cathartic lens. Amber, I think both of these poems also use confrontation to convey the issues and really trigger the audience to be aware of real-world issues and perhaps react to them. Rita, this is done in Suicide in the Trenches through the auditory imagery with Crumbs on Lies, interpreting the sound of artillery shells dropping on the ground, providing the audience with this perception of the soldier's traumatic life. Similarly, in Lost Voices, Amber, this is done through the caesura, "We have two different wounds, and looking at yours does nothing to heal mine," demonstrating that someone who has not encountered the same experiences as you is not eligible to speak for you, and it really shows the importance of using your own voice for these issues. Both poems, I think, portray the ignorance that individuals tend to have towards these issues by providing this perception of experiences, don't you think? It's simply amazing. I have noticed that epithets also accentuate this confrontational tone in the poem. In Suicide in the Trenches, you can see in the epithet, "You smug-faced crowds." Sassoon directly points out the ignorance of the audience towards the injustice of war by describing their obliviousness, right? Yes, this is also done in Lost Voices through metaphors like in the line, "Every day is a crucifixion when there is no regard for lines crossed." comparing the ignorance of individuals today to crucifixions to show that people today do not raise their voices even when seeing people suffer. Both the poems, I think, expose the audience of the experiences of individuals beyond what they already know and really evoke their awareness in terms of the issues that are being delivered to them. And this serves their purpose of using confrontation to express issues and really trigger the awareness of the audience towards real-world issues and to show reaction. Well, Rita, I think that answers today's question. Thank you, Rita. That is all we have for you today. And this is Amber Dhanapal signing off from Voices of Protest on Spotify.